This is Dakota Datebook for September 30th. The University of North Dakota's 1912 Dakota Yearbook reported that President Edward Robertson of Wesley College envisioned Sayre Hall, the men's dormitory, as a place, quote, where tossing, stretching, room stacking, and other relics of barbarism intended to strike terror into freshmen would have no place, for the founder had high ideals. The yearbook continued. The knowing ones shook their heads and murmured, wait and see. Time will tell. Wesley College, a school associated with the Methodist Episcopal Church, had moved to Grand Forks from Wahpeton, becoming affiliated with UND, where a very different take on hazing came the following year. A report published in The Student, UND's student newspaper, described the annual hazing of freshmen from Budge Hall, calling it a very delightful evening's entertainment. An automobile light was on so that the women of Davis Hall, the site of Gamble Hall today, could watch their male classmates being whipped with blankets and beaten with paddles. Later, the whole company paid President McVeigh a visit, at which time President McVeigh delivered a speech, which the student newspaper described as emphasizing the importance of good fellowship, which is the underlying tone of the right sort of initiation. With President McVeigh's blessing, the mob then crossed University Avenue and invaded Sayre Hall at Wesley College. The student reported, at Sayre, the men already initiated were pressed into service, wielding the blanket. The lights at Larimore Hall, the women's dormitory at Wesley College, were turned on so the women could, again, watch their male classmates being whipped with blankets and beaten with paddles. The freshmen were forced to make degrading yells and sang humiliating songs. Such hazing apparently continued throughout UND President McVeigh's administration. Today, the university and all of the UND fraternity chapters do not condone or tolerate hazing of any kind. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Andrew Alexis Farvel. I'm Ann Olquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.